Google may pack up and leave China.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Last night, the search engine giant Google said cyber attackers originating from China hacked into the company's servers and stole corporate secrets. More than 30 other companies were hacked as well. But Google is the only one to take on the Chinese government about it and possibly pull out of the country. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Google accuses Chinese hackers of not only stealing corporate secrets, but compromising the Gmail accounts of Chinese human rights activists. The company, whose motto is "Don't be evil," says it will review the feasibility of doing business in China. But already, Google fans in Beijing laid wreaths at the company office today, and many assume it's all but gone. Thomas Crampton is with the social media team at Ogilvy Public Relations in Hong Kong.
Google is walking away from the largest internet population in the world that is soon to overtake the United States in the level of e-commerce.
But it would not walk away a champion. Google is a distant second in the search wars behind a Chinese rival. In fact, most American.com struggle in China. Here's internet commentator Kaiser Guo in Beijing.
We're talking about a company where their main domain name, Google.com, was something that most Chinese internet users just simply couldn't spell.
Still, it's rare for a giant multinational to take on official China. Why now? Many say Chinese censors are squeezing the life out of web companies that spread what Beijing considers inappropriate content. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
China has made a move today to curb bank lending, and a lot of investors fear that could mean slower economic recoveries in other countries. It's got overseas markets on the slide. Asian shares have closed lower, the Shanghai Index by 3%, the Hang Seng by 2.5%. European markets are mixed right now, London's FTSE, and shares in Paris slightly lower, while shares in Frankfurt are up a smidge. Yesterday on Wall Street, a little give back. The S&P lost about 1%, the NASDAQ even more than that. The Dow Industrial shed 36 points to close at 10,627. Oil dropped to near $80 a barrel today in Asia trading. Well, the Obama administration released its latest progress report on the $787 billion economic stimulus package today. The message? We'd be in a much bigger mess without it. Marketplace's Sam Eaton was with us live in our Los Angeles studio with more. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Steve.
So what's the White House reporting here?
Well, basically, it's saying that the overall economy and employment are responding to all that stimulus money, despite that nagging double-digit unemployment we're seeing. The report says that in the fourth quarter, the stimulus plan's tax cuts and spending added about 2 percentage points to the gross domestic product. And looking at all of 2009, it had an even bigger effect on jobs. Here's Christina Romer, the head of Obama's economic advisors.
What our estimates are suggesting is in the absence of the Recovery Act, we would, at this point in time, be 2 million jobs lower than we are now.
So what she's saying is, yes, unemployment figures are still bad, but they'd be a lot worse without all the stimulus.
All right. So what's the projection, Sam, going forward? I mean, will the stimulus continue to help job growth, or do you think it's run its course?
Well, Romer says she expects continued job creation going into the spring, potentially adding a total of 3.5 million jobs by the end of this year. But she did stress the need for additional action. For example, the House last month approved another $155 billion jobs package, and the Senate is expected to take up its own version of jobs legislation in the coming weeks. A main focus of that legislation is about creating these so-called green jobs, things like putting construction workers back to work, weatherizing homes. But no matter what the color, any jobs are needed, considering the economy continues to shed them at higher than expected rates.
All right. Marketplace's Sam Eaton with us in our studio. Sam, thanks.
Thanks.
And by the way, the Labor Department says there are fewer job openings for people looking for work. It says there's an average of 6.4 jobless workers for every available job. That's a record high. By comparison, when the recession began more than 2 years ago, there were 1.7 unemployed workers for every job opening.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, for 158 years providing policyholders with solutions to help meet their financial goals at massmutual.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
There's a lot of talk these days about a problem in medical services. Too many highly paid specialists and not enough primary care doctors for adults. Congress today hears from a coalition of pediatricians and children's hospitals who have a different sort of problem. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Gregory Warner reports.
Amar Patel is in his third year at Jefferson Medical College in Philadelphia, the time when med students start thinking about what kind of doctors they're going to be. He's considering pediatric orthopedics.
The population's a lot easier to deal with, it's more fun, and the children tend to get better quicker.
Pediatric specialists in areas like orthopedics, oncology, and rheumatology are in short supply. That's according to a new survey by the National Association of Children's Hospitals and related institutions. In part because doctors have gotten better at saving premature babies, there are now more children with major medical needs. Young patients may wait months to see a specialist and have to travel to another state to find one. Jim Kaufman is with the association. He says medical school tuition is high and pediatric specialists don't earn enough. The Senate health care bill would include $30 million to reimburse tuition for students like Patel.
Incentivizing those young physicians would help alleviate some of the financial burden that they're facing coming out of training programs.
Kaufman says that's not enough. Pediatric specialists see more Medicaid patients, so their total reimbursements are lower. There's a provision in the House bill that would boost those reimbursements. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And finally, neighbors in an affluent area of Knoxville, Tennessee, aren't very happy about one man's business proposition. David Perkins wants to convert his home into a duplex and start a music studio and fertility service. He goes before the Planning Commission there tomorrow, and you can bet his neighbors will be there as well. Who says everyone has to love the entrepreneurial spirit? Hey, share your thoughts with us. Check us out online at marketplace.org. You can acquire the podcast there as well that we give every day, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.